From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Taliban militia that has dominated Afghanistan for 5 years has abandoned the capital. Rebel forces now control Kabul, and U.S. troops are there with them. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says a small number of U.S. forces entered the capital, along with the fighters of the Northern Alliance, mainly as military advisors. Officials at the Pentagon say the focus of the war in Afghanistan is now shifting to the southern part of the country, where the Taliban forces have been strongest. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Even as anti-Taliban forces were sweeping across northern Afghanistan, officials at the Pentagon were reluctant to verify the victory claims. Not so today. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said the Northern Alliance now controls well over half the country. U.S. officials had worried that the rebel forces might seek revenge against their opponents, as they had in the past. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the U.S. troops now mixed in with the Northern Alliance have helped prevent rebel atrocities in Kabul, as far as he knows.
There are a very small number of U.S. forces in the city of Kabul. There are not sufficient forces to monitor or police. They are a sufficient number that they can give advice and counsel to the people who are in the city, the leadership, and that they can report back that which they see, and we've not received reports back to that effect.
The U.S. airstrikes that weakened the Taliban defenses are continuing. The targets last week were Taliban frontline positions. General Myers says U.S. pilots are now looking for Taliban fighters trying to flee the rebel advance.
As they retreat, we are looking for Taliban on the move, either east or west out of Mazar-e-Sharif or south out of Kabul, or for that matter, east out of Kabul. The trick is trying to differentiate between Taliban and other forces and other peoples that may be leaving those locations.
Pentagon officials say the Taliban retreat appears disorganized. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said some Taliban troops have seized vehicles from aid agencies, which means they'll be harder to spot. But he promised the Taliban will be pursued without mercy.
They are not attacking, they are retreating, and they are not surrendering. They're not throwing down their weapons. They're moving their vehicles, and it is a perfectly legitimate and attractive target, and we intend to take every opportunity to do that.
With northern Afghanistan now largely conquered, the focus of the war turns to the south, and it is by no means clear whether the rapid rebel advance can be sustained much longer. The people of southern Afghanistan, mainly from a Pashtun ethnic background, may be hostile to the rebel forces, who are largely Uzbeks and Tajiks. There's no organized anti-Taliban rebellion in the south. Secretary Rumsfeld said today that U.S. special forces are also on the ground in southern Afghanistan, but he suggested the U.S. troops there have not yet been able to find anti-Taliban allies.
They are currently functioning independently of the tribes, and they are doing things that are helpful to our side and unhelpful to the other side.
With the Taliban military vanquished in much of the country and the Taliban government no longer functioning, Rumsfeld said the number one U.S. objective in Afghanistan now is hunting down the Al-Qaeda terrorist network led by Osama bin Laden. For this phase of the war, the Northern Alliance rebel forces, who've been such important U.S. allies until now, may be less useful.
They have their interests and we have ours. Our interest is in rooting out those terrorists and stopping them from killing Americans and killing other people. The Northern Alliance has an interest because that's their country. They want to live there.
It's been a successful partnership until now, but Pentagon war planners say the military mission in Afghanistan from here on could be more challenging. Tom Gelton, NPR News, the Pentagon.